Once a boy and his dog wanted to go find a frog in the river and keep him and bring him home, so they went down to the river. The boy was looking for a frog, and he looked through the trees, and while the dog was scratching his head. The boy and the dog found one. They smiled, and they started running down. The boy tripped over a root, and they fell splat into the water, head first, so only their legs and arms were showing. The frog did not like that. It made some of the water splash on him. So when the boy and the dog got up, so their heads were out of the water, the boy was face to face with the frog. He tried to catch him, but oops, the frog jumped away and he missed him because the bucket was over his eyes, so he couldn't see him. They got mad and they saw the frog right up there sitting on the root that had tripped them. They got very mad at the frog. Then the boy got very mad, so he sent the dog over to one side of the root, and he went on the other. The frog was sitting in the middle on the big lump that they tripped on. They knew they could catch him with one on each side, so the dog creeped up, jumped up, and the boy got his net and whipped down, but before they could get him, something weird happened. The frog fell upside down, splat in the water, and the boy caught the dog instead. They did not like that, and neither did the frog. Then the frog went down on the rock. He hopped away on the lily pads and landed on a rock. He watched them get very mad and walk away. They yelled at him and got very mad, and the frog did not like that at all. He got a little sad because it hurt his feelings. And then they started walking away. The frog was still there. His face looked even sadder. They were almost gone, and the frog was still there, very, very sad, about to cry. Then they were all gone. The frog was so sad he was crying. He felt so lonely and scared, and he wanted someone to play with, just like them. So he hopped out of the water, off the rock, off the lily pads, and he followed their tracks home. He followed them over in the house, all the way back to their house. And then he made it up the stairs and into the house. He took a deep breath and smiled. He followed them a few more steps, and look, there they were, sitting in the tub. They were very happy to see the frog, and he was happy to see them too. They smiled, and so did he. He hopped right into the bathtub. Then they started to get out, and they had so much fun. The end.